Well, a new study shows at-risk children are slipping through the cracks of the welfare system because of slow and sometimes non-existent responses from Oranga Tamariki. The Otago University research shows referrals from support organisations requesting intervention from Oranga Tamariki are being left unopened, with carers sometimes spending hours on the phone to try and reach a social worker. The communication gaps are leaving some children completely out in the cold. Associate Professor Emily Kettle is the lead author of the study and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Your research talks about a disconnect in expectations between these community groups and Oranga Tamariki. What exactly is going wrong?
I think that's a fair summation there. We've seen a real swing in the last 4 or 5 years back towards a strong emphasis on family preservation. And look, on the whole, that's been very positive. We're keeping children out of the care system. We're reducing disparities. But what our project really looked at, the experience of people on the ground making reports, and found that they had really taken this on board, were doing their best to work with whānau in quite complex situations to reduce, you know, risk of harm, and they would leave reporting till, you know, they'd only report usually as a last resort. But what they found when they did report fairly commonly, not all the time, but fairly commonly, was that they had little feedback about the report or the report wasn't actioned. So there is still this real gap in expectations between community organisations and their workers and the response they're getting from Oranga Tamariki.
So this is community workers who are working with a family who make the judgment call that some sort of intervention is needed, some sort of uplift maybe, and Oranga Tamariki is not picking that up.
They're not necessarily going for the uplift. They're often wanting more support from Oranga Tamariki around service coordination or a proper assessment and investigation of the risk of harm. So they're not necessarily going for the uplift, but they are hoping for more support and more coordinated response between themselves and Oranga Tamariki. Yes.
Why is Oranga Tamariki not responding?
Reasons. So I think, as I said, there has been this policy swing away from over-intervention. So there is, in some instances, a reluctance to become involved unless they can see a clear role for themselves. And that's sometimes being applied a little bit bluntly. But also workforce capacity. You know, people talk about trying to get hold of people and there's just no one there. So obviously in the news of the last week with more workers being lost from Oranga Tamariki, that's, you know, concerning because there's certainly a need for quite nuanced decision-making on their report acceptance end. Yeah, and we need workers to do that.
What are the repercussions for the at-risk children?
We did hear some quite concerning instances of quite high-risk situations being not actioned by Oranga Tamariki and the community organisation being left to follow up with the family. So there's repercussions there. But look, there's also repercussions for the workers themselves because they're then left wondering, you know, what they should do. And what we really need to see is a much clearer consensus between the two parties on what sorts of situations should be reported and much better resourcing in the community sector. So, you know, the policy direction is a positive one, but on the ground, that must require redistribution of resources into the community sector. The community is being expected to, you know, respond to these much more complex whānau situations.
Sure. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Associate Professor Emily Kettle from Otago University.